The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. It begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy!
Today's Daf in Masechet Menachot is Daf Tetvav, and we're holding on the Mishnah on Daf Yud Daled Amud Beit, even at the Halakha Mishnah. Nitmet achat min achalot, or achat min hasedarim, Rabbi Yehuda omer shneihem yetzu lebet asrefa, she'in korban tzibur chaluk. Now, what Rabbi Yehuda is saying initially strikes us as being so off the wall that we almost pretend we didn't hear him, as we're about to see in the Gemara. So that Rabbi Yehuda holds that for some reason, if one part of a korban, so let's say you have one of the Shtei Alechem, we were talking until now of the special relationship of the Shtei Alechem to the Kvasim and the Arba Chalot to the Todah, because it offered us such a rich opportunity to investigate the properties of the different types of Matiri. But once we raise the specter of the relationship of the various pieces of the Arba Chalot to the, or the Sidorim that we had in the Lechem Aponim, it also, and you remember we even mentioned in passing, the difference between Tuma that doesn't affect the whole thing. Remember when we were talking about we should say that a Machshava shouldn't be more than actual Tuma. Yet over here, surprisingly, when we have separate units, Rabbi Yehuda is coming along to say that, listen, both of them are possible because one of them is possible. And he gives this weird explanation that there's no such thing as a partial Korban Tzibur. And therefore, if something happens to part, something happens to all. For Chachamim Amrim, I don't get it. What's the problem? Whatever's Tameh is Tameh, whatever's Tar is Tar, go eat whatever's Tar. Why should you burn it? For what possible reason? Amar Rabbi Elazar. Now, and this is exactly the naive reaction that you have when you read the Mishnah. I mean, he's got to be talking about a problem, undoubtedly, where there's something wrong with the Zrika because part of it was Tameh. Because that fits. We had the whole discussion. Will you do a kmitza where was chaser shirayim? Is that kmitza matir the shirayim that are left? I mean, atar sa kmitza, is it matir bachila? We had the machlokas Rabbi Yeshua about Red Rabbi Eliezer, about imein basar and dam when it came to zvachim. It strikes as being the same issue. If something is nitmeh, so maybe the zrika isn't a good zrika because part of it was tam. So it's as if it was chaser. So therefore, the first thing that Rabbi Lezer says is, well, I mean, it's got to be that the machloket Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, in order for it to fit the model, it's only where part of it became tam before the zrika. So since it's before the zrika, so then, okay, I have a question as to whether the zrika is going to be applicable to these. We'll see why. Well, the Zrika will be applicable even to the one that is Tahar. But La'achar Zrika, after Zrika, I mean, what's the question? Once it's Zrika, the Zrika was done properly. Of course everybody would be made that HaTameh B'tumato V'HaTahar Ye'achel. Why not, for heaven's sake? I mean, it's like saying, well, because one piece of truma becomes possible, throw out all the truma in the house? I mean, what possible sphere could there be for that? And indeed, V'lifnei Zrika, B'mai Pligi, what indeed would the machloket be in the pre-Zrika problem? So what would it be that would make Rabbi Yehuda say, forget about it, the Zrika is not kosher? Omer of Papa, I'll tell you what the issue would be. They would be arguing about whether the tzitz is meratzeh on achilot, kamiflegeh. So the Rabbanan Savre, hatzitz meratzeh al achilot. Now, obviously, the tzitz is never meratzeh that the Kohen should be allowed to eat something tummy. That's out of the question. That's an outrageous thought. The tzitz is not matay or anything. The tzitz just sees to it that there's ritzui. Our question is, the tzitz, normally we understand it's meratzeh an aveda that is done betuma. Let's say the dam was tummy, and you were zerik the dam. So the tzitz was meratzeh the carpet for that dam. Obviously the Kohen can't eat it, because it's not meratzeh the issue of the achilas kohanim. Okay. Now the question is, in a case where the part that the Kohen was going to eat was tameh, perhaps the tzitz is not meratzeh at all on the carbon because there aren't shirayim that are tarim? That's the question. In other words, is the tzitz meratza on a carbon whose own zrika is coming to be matir things that have become tame, and which in the end won't be eaten anyway? This is the question. So do we say that tzitz is meratza even on that? That at least the zrika should be a kosher zrika. If the zrika is a kosher zrika, so then fine. If the tzitz is meratza, then whatever is tahor, the tzitz was meratza on. But if the tzitz is not meratza, then the zrika was not a kosher zrika. That's the problem. And in the same way that the zrika wasn't a kosher zrika for the tamei part, because eina tzitz meratza, therefore, it won't be a kosher zrika, and even the tar part won't be kosher. Not because there's some tumor problem, but because it's not a kosher zrika. And you need a kosher zrika to be matir, the basar b'achilo or the mincha b'achila. That's all. So the rabbanan sevri atzitz meratza al achilot. Again, not that you're allowed to eat it, but that the zrika of the korban, which is now coming to be matir b'achila, something which anyway is tumay, nonetheless it's meratza, at least on the korban, so whatever star is star. Whereas Rav Yehuda Sofer, in a tzitz meratza, on a case where the tumah problem is only in the part that's eaten to the kohanim, but nonetheless it's not meratza. Amle Ravuna Bereda V'nata Lerf Papa. How can you say that? Because, look, everybody is made that tzitz is meratza on something that goes up to the mizbeach, right? The tzitz is meratza on the dam, on the emurim, on the komets that's going to be brought. I mean, the only question is, you're saying there's a machlokas whether tzitz would be meratza for the aveda that's done on the part of the kohen that is nechal, and in this case it was tameh. But how about in a case where you're talking about olim to the mizbeach, where everybody agrees that tzitz is meratza? I'm going to show you, my dear, that the same machlokas reviewed in the Rabbanan that we had over here, we have on cases where we're talking about olim. You can't possibly say it's dependent on the issue whether tzitz is meratza on the necholim, because how about the nitma, echad min ha-bezichin, the bezichin are brought up to the mizbeach? Yeah, thank you. Is there a problem about the tzitz being meratza there? No, it's definitely meratza on the mezichin. Nonetheless, take a look at what Rabbi Yehuda says. Shneem ye'asu betuma. If one of them was tamei, then go ahead and bring them both betuma. Lefisha ein korban tzibur chaluk. Again, those strange magic words. Ein korban tzibur chaluk, which in this particular application couldn't possibly have anything to do with the machloket about ritzuya tzitz, because the tzitz is certainly meratza on bezichin. V'chachamim omrim, hatabei betumato, vatohor betaharato. Same machlokas. You want to see another example? V'yod omer Ravashi. How about this? Tashma. Rav Yehuda omer, afilu shevet achatamei, v'chol ha-shvatim torim. Here we're talking about bringing a carbon tzibur, namely the carbon pesach, which is the equivalent of a carbon tzibur lagavei heter too. Now over there, the Torah discusses dafka, a case of a yochid, that a yochid is nitcha to Pesach Sheni, but not a tzibur, not a kal. Rabbi Yehuda points out that even a single shevet, that may be a very small part of the total population, is nonetheless called a kahal, and therefore it could not be included in the parsha vayu anashim tmeim lenefesh, because this is the whole kahal that's tmeim lenefesh. Fine. So in that case, since that shevet is going to be doing it petuma, the rest of the shvatim should also do the entire korban betuma. Lefisha in korbanot tzibur chaluk. Now, what does this have to do with the tzitz being meratza, can you tell me? Nothing at all. Doesn't it sound like the entire, it's the same language again. Magic. In korbanot tzibur chaluk. Now, how could you imagine, Rav Papa, that this has something to do with the tzitz meratza? V'ocha mai tzitz meratza ika. V'od. Om Ravina. I'll also bring you a case, Tashma. Nitmet achat min achalot. Can we read our Mishnah carefully and then see whether Rav Papa is speaking logically here? The Mishnah says, Nitmet achat min achalot. O achat min asdorim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shneim yetzku lebet asreifa. And he gives the reason. He says, Lefi she'ein korban tzibur chaluk. The Rabbanan say, Tamei betumato v'ator yachel. Now, did Rav Papa read the Mishnah or not? I mean, how could he say that the basis is tzitz meratza al achilas, where Rav Yehuda himself says that the reason is because ein korban tzibur chaluk. The im ita, if Rav Papa was right, why didn't Rav Yehuda say the reason that we'd have to say the whole thing is yetzi lebet hasreifa is because ein hatzitz meratzeh alachilot miboyle. So therefore, you've now seen four examples of Rav Yehuda using some type of stock phrase that clearly is not interchangeable with a question about whether it's in meratzeh. How do you ignore that language, especially when you see it as a pattern now four times? How do you ignore the language and pretend that it's saying something else about Ritzoy Tzitz? So please, let's face reality over here. Hello, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. It means exactly what he's saying. He holds Talmud Aruchu, but Piv Shal Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is not at all saying a Sfora over here. He is saying over a Kabbalah that he was Bekabel from his Rabbein, who had this as a given in Dine Kochim, in Korban Tzibur Chaluk, exactly what he said. It has no connection to any particular other issue. It's a din that the conceptual Tzibur in a Korban Tzibur does not allow for separation, because that's what Tzibur means. And this is why how he was given over the understanding of what a Tzibur is. To take the Korban of a Tzibur and to treat it as if part is this and part is that is ipso facto not Tzibur. And Mamela, that's why he keeps repeating, Ein Korban Tzibur Chaluk, that's all. Nothing to do with Tzitz or any other lomtes. Zok Tehelika Mishnah, HaTodah Mifagelet Et Alechem. Now that we have discussed these various fascinating issues, whether Matir could be Mifagel or Matir, the relationship between the Shnei Kvasim and the Shnei Alechem, relationship between the Teda and the Lachme Teda, the direction of Pigel is the reason that the Teda is Mifagel, also the Lecha, because it's all considered to be one thing, or is it more complex? Because if it's all considered to be one thing, then it should work in both directions. Remember, we've gradually been working up to the point. We started off with this dramatic new idea in which maybe what Rabbi Yossi was trying to say was that Pigel is a function of the thought affecting the actual piece that the thought was about, and it becomes now a virtual, real Zmano, as if it was leftovers, it was no time. But it's not Ipsum the Carbon as a whole. We ended up proving that that isn't true, and we came out with other explanations. Nonetheless, we certainly are left with a relationship between the cases where we had the Kvasim for one of the Lechems, when we can have a laboratory situation of two different materium. Could they relate to two different parts of the Nitarim? Now, at last, and remember we brought up as a question yesterday, what about would we be willing to even go so far as to say that this issue is nogea the different lechem in a mafet tanur, or the different types of lechem in the lachme teda, what distinguishes an object, so on and so forth. You could see where we're getting to. Where we do have a relationship in which we have a matir and a nita, and in which we have two different elements that are nitarim. We have basar and we have lechem. Both the basar and the lechem is nita from exactly the same thing. The zrika is matir everything. Same thing is true about the keves. The zrika is matir the basar of the keves and the lechem of the shtei lechem, right? I want to understand the nature of that pigel. Because if lamaisa, it's because it's all one thing, it should work in both directions. If I have in mind to eat a kezayit of the lechem tomorrow, so then the basar should become pigel. And in the same way you're telling me, if I have in mind to eat a kezayit of the basar tomorrow, the lechem becomes pigel. So why is the korban pigel? And we were doche so powerfully the idea that there should be a specific relationship of the parts of the korban to the pigel that you're having, and yet it apparently seems to be possible to be mefago only the lechem and not to be mefago the basar, because I didn't do a mice of pigel to the basar. This is a much more subtle question than the overall issue whether pigel relates to a specific piece that you're being mefago. It means that there may be different elements of a korban in which the vegetable part of the korban is mifugal, but the basar doesn't become asur b'achilas pigel. Indeed, comes on the Mishnah to say, although the todah is mefagelet the lechem, a machshavatit the lechem chutz lizmana is not mefagel the todah. And therefore, someone who would eat the basar of the Torah would not be chayef karet. So that, ketzad, look, if you shechted the todah and you had in mind to eat some of it, some of the basar, tomorrow, lechol mimena lemachar, then the din would be that both the todah itself and the lechem of the todah would be pigel. But suppose you had in mind only to eat the lechem lemachar, so then the lechem indeed would be mefugal, but the eating from the meat of the todah would not be mefugalet. Now the same thing would be true about the kvasim. The shnei kivsei atzeret can be mefagal the lechem of shtei alechem, but the shtei alechem cannot be mefagal the kvasim. So if you shek ketzah, hashochet et hakvasim lechol mehen lemachar, so if your intention was to eat some of the basar of the kivsei atzeret tomorrow, so then indeed the whole thing becomes pigel. The animals become pigel, the lechem becomes pigel. But if you had an intention lechol et alechem lemachar, and not the basar, then only the lechem is mefugal, and the kvasim are not mefugali. So how do we explain this? My time. Why would the Torah be mefagelet the lechem at all? Is it because of Rav Kahana's drasha? I bet that's what you're thinking. And now I'm really troubled by that drasha. Ilan mishum the Rav Kahana. Because as Rav Kahana points out, minayin lach me todah, shenikru'u todah. It could have said in the Torah, v'ikriv chalot al zevach hatodah. And instead it says, v'ikriv al zevach hatodah chalot, which seems to be saying hatodah chalot. In other words, the zevach todah consists of both of the todah and the chalot of the todah. All of that is called the todah. So therefore, you're saying the same thing would be true in terms of pigel. Thinking about the challah is thinking about the Torah. But if that's the case, it needs to work in both directions. You're just saying it's all one thing. Okay, so then, yoke ibchanami, if I would think about eating the lechem tomorrow, then the Torah should be also pigel. Because after all, it says beferish, todah chalot, tehafinami, it should be ibcham. Well, I mean, that doesn't bother me so much. Hello, Kasha. Because, I mean, you could certainly say that what the Pasuk is saying over here is, Todah is Chalot. In other words, the Lechem is called the Todah. But we don't see the Todah itself is called the Lechem. So, Avol Todah lo ikre Lechem. And that doesn't necessarily follow that it's creating an equality over here. But what does bother me is that the Mishnah clearly views the din of the Teda and the Lachmei Teda to be the equivalent of the Shnei Kivsei Atzeret and the Lechem Aponim. Now, there's nowhere in the Torah that the Lechem Aponim is called part of the Kvasim, the way that the Chalot, I'm sorry, the Shtei Lechem are called part of the Kvasim, the way that the Lechem of the Todah is called Todah Lechem. So, Hadiktani, when the Mishnah goes on to say, Hakvasim mefaglim et alechem, v'alechem einu mefagel et hakvasim, can you show me where Rav Kahana's drasha applies to the shtei alechem? Lechem heicha ashkecha, deikri kvasim. Give me a pasuk. Show me that the Torah considers the shtei alechem to be part of the korban. Must be there for a svar. Ela, einu taima. The lechem is coming galal todah. In other words, obviously, the ikur korban over here is the todah, and the lechem is now secondary to the teda, because we know that it's only the shkita of the teda that gives the kedusha of the lechem to the lechem. And the din is that before that act, the lechem indeed does not become kadosh. If there's no shkita tazevah, then we don't view it as having a kedusha taguf. The same thing is true by the lechem. The shechita of the kvasim is what gives the kedusha to the lechem. If that's the case, then the lechem is coming galal todah, but the todah is not coming galal lechem. The same thing is true of the shtei halechem to the kvasim. The lechem galal the kvasim, the ein kvasim galal the lechem. So now you'll say, but if that's the case, why do I need both examples? See, Bishlama, if you're telling me it's a pasuk, but when I challenged you, you had to admit you don't have a pasuk. But I mean, if Lamaisa, It was because of the pasuk of Rivka Hana. I understand why you need two cases, because I said, well, I know the pasuk of Rivka Hana, but Rivka Hana's pasuk only addresses the relationship of the Torah to the Lechem. How do I know that would be true even about the Kivseh Atzeret with the Shtei Alechem? I wouldn't. So I need two cases. But now you're telling me it's a simple svara. The Lechem Glal Todah, not Todah Glal Lechem. Fine, I mean, I'm smart enough to figure out that the same thing would be true about the Lechem, the Shtei Alechem, and the Shtei Kivseh Atzeret. It's exactly the same relationship, no? So why do you need both cases? Says the Gemara, no, of course I need both cases, because Tricha. Let's say the Mishnah would have said Todah. I would have said, okay, you know why it is that when you're Mefagel Alechem, you are not going to cause a Pigel in the Todah? That's because there's no real relationship that the Torah gave, other than the fact that the korban taita needs to be brought to be mounted to lechem. But there's no real connection between the lechem and the taita. Compare that to the case of the shtei lechem and the shtei kivseh atzeret, where you take the lechem and you have to wave the lechem and the kivseh atzeret together in order to make them one entity. Now I can certainly think that in that case, that if I have the kvasim, the huskaku zel zebet nufa, I need to be mainif the keves with the lechem. So certainly I would have thought maybe pigel in the lechem is the equivalent there, and maybe it's one goof. It's the equivalent of being mefagel the kvasim, and therefore the butzer should also become pigel, and I'll be chai, of course, on the lechem, on the butzer just as on the lechem. And obviously, if I would have known only the way that the din is about the Shtei Alechem and the Kivseh Atzeret, I would have thought that maybe that's the reason that the Shtei Alechem can be Mefagel themselves. In other words, that the Shechita of the Korban is able to be Mefagel Alechem is only because they were Munafim together. But in the case of the Teda, with the Lachme Teda, where there is no connection between them, maybe I can't even make the Lechem into Pigel. Therefore, I need both cases, tricha, to indicate the relationship being the same for both, and it being only one direction, not bidirection. Boy mine Rabbi Eliezer mira. How about hashochet et hatodah lechok zayit mimena umilachma lemachar? My question, to get a more subtle reading on this, is: we're saying that these things are not one entity. We're saying that nonetheless the fact that the matir is focused on the lechem allows that matir to create a pigel in the lechem. But is that the equivalent of saying that the teida glal lechem means that as far as the lechem is concerned, it is one thing? It's just as far as the Torah is concerned, it's not one thing. The reason I say this is more subtle is because suppose I create a situation in which I do have a kavona of achila for the lechem, but only if I take into consideration the fact that the meat of the Torah, as far as the lechem is concerned, is part of one thing. How do I create such a case? Chatzi zayit of the lechem, chatzi zayit of the basar, and now I would like to know. Obviously, as far as the carbon tide itself is concerned, for sure the basar is not going to become pigle. Because even if my entire intent, this will sound for a moment to be counterintuitive, but the moment you think about it, you'll see it's not counterintuitive. If even an entire kizayit of the lechem cannot create pigle in the basar, kol shekein, a chatzi zayit of the basar, mixed with the lechem, will for sure not create pigel in the basar. And don't try to tell me, no, on the contrary, I mean, maybe over there there's a little bit of basar, so maybe that may... That's an absurd, naive question. Isn't there? What do we care? A little bit of... That's not the issue. If, in fact, you've determined that basar is not... that lechem is not considered to be an achila vis-a-vis the bus. So less than a shear of achila is going to be. That's stupid. The fact that you gave it meat flavored, so now you have meat flavored lechem, this is the issue. Obviously, it's less likely to be a problem if it's only a chatzizayit. Not more likely to be a problem. But how about the other way around? As far as the lechem is concerned, the busser was always my close friend. As far as I see it, we're all part of the same condition, being a tailor. So maybe as far as the lechem is concerned, I can view the Bosser as being part, and therefore I'll even be Mitzarev, a Chatzi Zayit of Bosser to the Chatzi Zayit of Lech. Or are we saying only that in the event that Lamaisi went ahead and Rumafago, the Bosser, the Lechem is viewed as secondary? I'm certainly not going to be able to connect the Achila of the Taita's Lechem to the Achila of the Taita's Bosser. You see what a lovely question this is. So ingeniously planned, this experiment. This is the issue. So let's see this insight. Mao, obviously, says Rebbe Eliezer, I'm not asking you about being the fag of the Taita. I'm not stupid. Leave gulay Taita lo mi boili. I mean, if even the entire desire for the lechem is not enough to cause pigol, so obviously mixing mi meno mi lachma mi boi, that is going to be enough. That for sure is not going to be enough. But what I want to know is, from the point of view of the lechem, can I bring it to pigol? So if gulay lechem olo, that's what I'm asking you. So he said, even for tziruf, the lechem would be mefuga. And indeed, for the point of view of the lechem, the butzer could be mitzarif to the lechem, despite the fact that the lechem can't be mitzarif to the bus. But why would that be true? Wouldn't there be a kavachomer? Now listen to this fascinating kavachomer. Umaha mefagel eno mitpagel. Habo lefagel velo pigel. Eno din shelo yitpagel. Look, in this case, the Todah is coming to be mefagel the lechem. But the Todah itself is unaffected by the very thing that it came to be mefagel. The lechem, in this case, would also be sufficient to be mefagel the Todah, except for the unfortunate fact that it just doesn't have the energy, and it just doesn't have it. Because it's got to be the Bosser that's going to be mefagel the Todah. So therefore, it really can't do its job of pigul. So Koshken, it shouldn't be pigul. If the very thing that is asering doesn't become pigul, something that can't aser should be more pigul than the thing that did aser. So therefore, the lechem, which couldn't aser the Torah, should certainly not be able to be pigul. I don't understand. So how could that turn into pigul? Says Gemara, wait a minute. Something rings untrue about that Kal Vachomer. Well, you're taking for granted that there's a relationship between being the object of the pigul and the cause of the pigul. I'm not quite sure that that follows. I can certainly show you examples of such a thing where it is not viewed as a kavachomer. Take this bright of our time. Maaseh be'echad shezarak karmo shel chavero simadat. There was a case where a guy didn't like his neighbor very much and went ahead and planted while the grapes of his friend were growing, and he planted the garden in his personal garden in the vineyard of his friend. Now what happened was that the Ba'maaseh lifnei chachamim, and they said, well, your garden is asur, but the grapes are mutter. So asurat hazra'im v'itirat hagefanim. Can't we say the same kal v'chomer? I mean, if the oser is not ne'asar, in this case the oser is the kerem, asur's the garden, but the kerem isn't asur. So the zroim, which were coming to try to asur the kerem, but weren't able to asur the kerem, for sure shouldn't become asur. It's exactly the same case. Would you say a kal v'chomer over here? Because they sure didn't. So what makes you think that there's a relationship between being able to cause Isser to becoming the object of an Isser? Oh, that's what happens when our people are too smart. You can never get through a Daf Yomi in peace. What do you want to go learn with your aliens who don't know anything about Daf Yomi?
Can't we say the same as the most famous
Shalom? That's certainly true, but then it shouldn't work in the other. It's actually, Tosis makes the point of why talk about Simadar. Mm-hmm. I mean, is it really important whether it was Simadar or not? Because, you see, you might have thought, if I wouldn't have told you Simadar, that the reason that they didn't aser is because the Gefonim had already completely grown. And since they had completely grown, they weren't Mosif, Matayim. Mm-hmm. They're not Mosif, Echad, B'Matayim, then there's no Kelayim in the grapes, but there is kelayim and there's zroim that were growing. So in order to make it clear, that's not the point. The point is it was simadar and it was growing, What therefore is the point, as Rabbi Yaakov suggests? The point is that Ein Adam Oseh Davar She'eino Shelo. But if that's the case, so why don't you say, okay, but Lamaisa, whatever the reason is, it couldn't become Aser, even though it really was growing as Kalayim? So how could it Aser the thing which itself wasn't able to Aser it? And yet that's a dumb question. No, come on, there's no comparison. The case over there violates the dinim of Kalayim. And as our dear president has just pointed out, the only reason that we answered the garden is because of a knas. So the reason that over there, hachi ashtahatam, kanvus veluf asra Torah. Now, this is a big problem. We know that in general, we view the Iker din, this is Rabbi Yoshiyahu's din, is that the only time we say Kilayim is where you have mixed tu'ah, chita v'sa'era, that is being planted together with chartzan b'mapolet yad. And this is the way that we end up passing. So what in the world is this supposed to mean, kanvus veluf? I mean, I understand you want to cut down on the marijuana and the cannabis, but okay, but no more hemp, fine. But, I mean, what in the world does that have to do with saying the Torah only answers drugs in the Karen? I mean, this doesn't make any sense. Okay, so it's like a whole question of what this is referring to.
Are they edible?
So here's the thing. Luf and cannabis are not really edible. They're used for making strings. So, indeed, there are some Rishonim who learn that what we're talking about over here is, in terms of non-edible, some understand this to be the Ram. In terms of non-edibles, there are only two types of non-edibles that the Torah asks. But then, of course, what's the context? The context doesn't seem to be that way. So others learn in terms of Zeroyim. In other words, obviously, in terms of Tfuah. Tfuah is the Iker problem with the Karen. Is there also a problem with Zeroyim? Only Kanvus Veluf. Why only them? Possibly, Rashi suggests, because they grow the way grapes grow. They have hanging eshkolot of their fruit pods, and they are like the growth in the Karen.
And
tendrils, exactly. So therefore, they look like the Karam, and Mamela, that's called Kilayim, but something that, I mean, has no connection to it. Wouldn't have Kilayim at all. Another pshat that Rashi learns is because even though they are Zroim, but they're perennial, and therefore their Zera remain, the roots remain in the ground, so that they're similar to vines. Whatever the issue is, it's not necessarily that we're talking about the overall context of the Isser of Zroim in a Kara. It's a machlokas. It's very interesting. The Rambam paskins that any Zroim or Asur Midiraisa in the Kara, which of course leads to the question, what do you do about grass? Is that considered to be Asur?
Does it make sense?
Oh, so that's the question. And Chazanish suggests that grass isn't usually, we don't look at the Zroim of grass. They just spread. If you want to spread grass, you lay the grass. You don't plant the grass. So maybe that's not considered to be. So what? So Shalayim could always be a nuisance.
It's not food at grass, but it's
food. Yeah, exactly. And this is not food at all, Congress. Okay, in any event, we're not learning Kalayim right now, but you can see there's a lot of interesting issues over here. But what's important to us is that this has nothing to do with the Kal V'chomer. Because over here, since Kanvas V'luf Asra Torah and Shar Zraim are only Asim and Rabbanim, so it's all a knas. Obviously, the Rabbanim are going to Aser the guy who did the wrong thing, and they're going to make him pay, so to speak, by Asering his produce. And they're not going to Aser the one who didn't do anything wrong, who's the owner of the carrot. So there's no comparison to our case where we're talking about straight out logic of the Kal V'chomer. So hai de ovid isura kansura Rabbanim, v'hai de lo ovid isura lo kansura Rabbanim. That's my question. Why wouldn't we say a Kal V'chomer over here? And we leave that hanging. Now, ikedamatin la akvasim. Some actually learn the issue over here, not on the Teda, but rather on the Kivsei Atzeret. And according to this version, and we'll see what the difference is between the versions. According to this version, boy mine rabbi Elazar mirab hashul chetet akvasim lechok zayit mihen umilachman of the shtei alechem mahu. And here too he said, of course, I'm not stupid. Liv gule kvasim lo kami boili. If obviously, hashtakulu milachem lo mefagle, mehenu milachman, I'm not even going to translate because it's the same as the first piece of the Gemara. We're just substituting for the lachma, we're substituting the lechem of the shtei lechem, and for the toidah, we're substituting the kivsi atzeret. So certainly, I'm not going to question that there's no din of pigul on the actual kvasim. Ki kami boile lev gule lechem. Do we say, since from the point of view of the shtei halechem, they are very friendly with the kvasim, and they could view this as the same thing? So lev gule lechem, mi mitstarfi, the kvasim gule lechem, olo. And once again, in this version, he answers the same answer. Omalei, af bezo alechem befugal, vakvasim enan befugali. And in this version, once again, we ask, what? Would we not say that it's a kal vachomer? Uma ha-mifagel, in this case, the kvasim, eno mitpagel, the boss of the kvasim, ha-bolefagel, that is to say, the shtei alechem, velo pigel, eno din shelo yitpagel. And here too we ask, why not? I mean, this is not a good kal vachomer. Umi aminu kal vachomer ki ha-gavda, anyway, why don't we say the same thing, and so on. And we'll answer with the same outrage. Therefore, and here we have to say, and that's what you do with somebody who learns the Daf Yomi in advance, and he should learn it with aliens and not come and bother us with knowing everything in advance. All of that was part of the same sugya. Avol hachalei mekavu chomer, and therefore, sounds exactly the same. Is there a difference? Yes, there's a difference. Because man demati la toda. See, if you're willing to have this conversation about would you be mitzarev the lechem to the baser of the teda, then kosher kein akvasim, for sure he would be able to ask this question about the shnei kvasim. But man demati la kvasim. Kvasim, I'm ready to question the possibility of this tziruv. But you know why? Because huskaku zela zela tenufa. The friendship of the shtei alechem and the kvasim is not simply emotional. It is based on the fact that the Torah put the two of them together for tenufa. Mashenkein the todah. Well, lo huskaku zela zela tenufa. Perhaps is not even a basis to consider, and therefore he only raised the question when it came to the todah v'lachma. Rabbi Abba Zuta, Boilei Hocha. There was a slightly different question that was presented in Rabbi Abba Zuta's approach, and it went like this. Now, what Rabbi Lezer asked from Rav was, suppose you're shochet a keves, le'echol kizayit mechavero le'macha, mahu. Suppose the Kohen, now this is similar because chavero may mean the lechem, which as we said, were quotes friends. So since they're pals, the question is, did the Kohen mean its pal in the lechem? Well, yes. Now you know. So is it its pal in the lechem or is it its pal the other kevet? You know? So that's the question. So mahu. When we say kizayit michaveiro, so you shochet one keves, to eat a kizayit of its friend is the question. Mahu. When you say its friend, are you referring to its friendly other keves, who are destined to go hand in hand to the gallows? Or is chaveiro, and if that's the case, of course, then it's not mefago, because we hold that a mater is not mefago la mater. Everybody agrees to the case where it's two completely different, even the rabbon. Odilma, maybe its friend is mashma, its friendly lechem. Well, the lechem is on my neighbor's neighborhood.
You can't have a sandwich without lechem.
And therefore, it would be mefago. So this is a slightly different version. Omar lay, so he said, well, I mean, isn't that the meaning of the words of the Mishnah? Shachat echad min akvasim lechol mimenu lemachar hu pigo v'chaveru. And its friend is kosher. Lechol michaveru lemachar shneihem ksherim. Now, obviously, the Mishnah could only be referring to its friend, the keves. Because this isn't true if it's a reference to the left. So you see that when we're talking about friendships, a keves makes a better friend, even though it's a different world, than its own left. That's the question.
But it would depend on him, right?
On who? The Kevis?
No, the guy.
Right. Our question is, what does he have in mind? This has profound relationships for men's night out. So in other words, I mean, the Lechem Basha, Lechem Asher Hu Ochel, is that his real friend? Or is it his friends that are his friends? If I want to go out to the game, I'm not going to go out with my wife, right? So the question is, what do I mean by Chavero?
He's taking the dog.
So perhaps this seems to be a riot. Alma Chavero Kevis Mashma. No, not necessarily. Maybe that's where the coin said Beferish. I mean, not to eat the chaver of the kevis. I mean, to eat the chaver of the kevis is what I mean. To eat its other kevis. But maybe if he had just said Stam, my friend, he would have meant his friend that he's going to the bar with and not his friendly kevis. Okay, so that, we don't know. Nitmeit achat min achalot, to echad min asidarim. Rabbi Yehuda omer, שניהם יצאו לבית הסופה, שאין קורבן ציבור חלוק, וחכמים אומרים, התמה בתומתו, והטהור יאכל. אמר רבי אלעזר, מחלוקת is only לפני זריקה, אבל אחרי זריקה נמי הכל, why should one affect the other? התמה בתומתו, והטהור יאכל. And what then would they be arguing in לפני זריקה? אמר פאפה, בציץ מרצה, on the chelek of the korban that it would be achilot, and therefore would make the zrika kosher zrika, so at least the part that's tor could be eaten. Come here, forget. Rabban et savri tzitz merat zal achilot, Rabbi Yehuda savri inat tzitz merat zal achilot. Amar le Ravuna bereide v'nasir of papa. And about cases of olin, where obviously the tzitz merat zal olin by definition, so let's forget about achilot. Nonetheless, they're plige de tanya, nit me'achad min abizichin, Rabbi Yirameh, Shneem Yehassu Betum'ah, Lafi She'in Korban Tzibur Chaluk, V'chachamim Omrim Atameh Betumato, V'atahor Betaharato, V'yodom Revashi, Tashma, Rabbi Yirameh, Afilu Shevet Echad Tameh, V'chol HaShvatim Tohorim, Yehassu Betum'ah, Lafi She'in Korban Tzibur Chaluk. What's the deal of the Tzitz Merat Zihika? V'yodom Revina Tashma, Nitma Achat Min Achalot, or Achat Min Asidarim, our Mishnah, Rabbi Yonamar Shneem Yetzil Beit HaSrifa, and the reason given is of Yishen Korban Tzibur Chaluk. V'chachamim Omrim Atamei B'tumato V'ator Yechal. If Rav Papa was right, can you tell me why he would have mentioned anything about Ein Korban Tzibur Chaluk? He would simply have said, L'fi She'in Atziz Merat Zalach Yilot Mibayelai. Elam Rabbi Yochan, I'll tell you, it's very simple. Take him at his word. Talmud aruchu bepiv shor Rabbi Yehuda, ein korban tzibur chaluk. Hatodah mefagelet alechem, but alechem is not mefagelet atodah. Ketzah. Shachat atodah lechol mimena lemachar, u ve'alechem mefugalim. But if the intent was only lechol min alechem lemachar, so then only the lechem itself, mimena lemachar, ve'alechem mefugalim. How about lechom min alechem lemachar? As if it's the I skipped a piece. Lechom imena hiva alechem mefugalim. But if it's lechom min alechem lemachar, only alechem mefugal atodayim mefugalim. Hakvasim, same deal. Mefagal l'shtei alechem imena mefagal l'shtei kivsei atzeret. Ketzad. Hashocheted hakvasim lechom imen lemachar heim alechem mefugalim. Lechom alechem lemachar alechem mefugal hakvasim imena mefugalim. So my time. So, well, doesn't bother me so much because I could say the pasuk only indicates that lechem is ikre todah, todah lo ikre lechem. But I mean, then you'd have to explain the continuation of akvasim mefaglim et alechem, v'alechem inu mefagel et akvasim. Where in the world does the Torah interrelate the lechem of the shtei alechem to be called kvasim? Ela haino taima, lechem glal todah, ein todah glal lechem. Lechem glal kvasim, ve'ein kvasim glal lechem. V'tzricha. The Ashmina todah would say, you know why? It's mefagel. The lechem is not mefagel the Torah. Mishmina l'usku gazel ezebetinufa. Ma'ashenken with kvasim should be like one thing. And usku gazel ezebetinufa. Maybe gimme fagabalechem, le fagbidami kvasim, therefore tzricha. Boy, my name Rabbi Lazar Mirav, I shall get it at the dollar hook as I be men on Milachmalam Machar. Now, I'm not asking about the possibility of being mafagla the Torah. That would be ridiculous. I mean, hashta, kulu milachma lo mifagla, mimena umilachma mi boy, kiko mi boy le lov gulay lechem. Would we say that mitztarif tarif gulay lechem? Olo, o malay af bezo alach mefugal, vatoda ina mefugelet. Vamai lema kal vachomer, uma mefagelein o mitpagel, abola fagel lo pigel. In a din shaloyit fagel, what kind of weird kavuchomer is that? Mi amir kavuchomer ki agavna v'tanya maaseh be'achad shezarak karmosh chaviro simadar uba maaseh lefnei chachamim v'yasru et hazira'im v'yitirat hagifanim amayle makavuchomer uba hauser, in this case the kerameinu neesar habal esar the zira'im v'lo asar in a din shaloyit yasru. No, I am canvas for Lufas Rotera. Shah's Roim Roni Mirabana de Asire, and all the Avadisura consumer Rabana de Asir anyway. But I do low Avadisura, low consumer Rabana. But in this case, it's straight out Kavachomer. Now, Ikidamati la Kvasim. Boy, Mene Rebel Ozamira, Ashokhita la Kvasim la Kokesait Mihen, Umi Lachman, Mahulif Gule Kivasim. Mah. Lav gulek vasim, of course, lo kami boile ashtakulo milachem lo mefagle. Obviously, a tziruf of mammy milachman. You think I'm stupid, mi boy? Kiko mi boile lav gulek lecha. Mi mitstarfe kvasim lav gulek lechem alo. Omale yaf bezo alach mefugal kvasim en mefugalim. Vamai, lema kavachom, ma mefagle mitpagal, bo lefagle lo pigal ni shalot pagya. Mi amina kavachom, ki agavna. Vatanya maase beecha, shizor kama shakafir sabandar, etc., etc., etc. Vamai lemi kafachomer maase inu nesar. Habola zavalo yisar, edin shloi tasarach yashta. Hatam kanvas vlu fasu tarashas roim. Min rabonu li asir adi avadisu gitsu rabonu. Dolo avadisu lo gitsu rabonu. Avaloka lemi kafachomer. Now, look. Mani matala atodakosh kena kvasim. Mani matala kvasim. It's only because I kreshish. That maybe the kvasim, where huskakul zela zela turufa, might be considered to be the same type. Avotodat oskuk zelazabitifan, not at all. Rababa zuta boy leachi. Boy ne rabalazamirab. Ashoketet hakeves lachol kizayt mi chaveiro. What's the meaning of chaveiro? Lamacharma. Does he mean chaveiro? The keves? And therefore it's not mafarko, because enamat mafarko samater. In this case, according to anyone. Olduma lechem. It's mashma, and therefore would be mafagel. Only tenitua. Shachat echad min akvasim lachomi menu lemachar. Hu pigo vechaveiro kasher lachomi chaveiro lemachar. Shneim ksherim. So clearly, chaveiro is a reference to your buddy, the keves. Why? Maybe it's talking about that he said, "My friend, the witch." The keves.
That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy.
This is useful at times.
Really?
You notice. Okay, we got up to Yodal on the days at the Mishnah. Sabra Josh is prepared. Yitmeit echat min hakalot. O echat min hasedarim. Rebbe Yudah Mishneim yitzilu beit hasrifa. She'in korban tzibur chaluk. V'chachomim omim atamei betumato. V'atahor ye'achel. So we've been discussing until now the interrelationship of two materian with two things that are nitarim. In the Mela, we came to discuss the relationship of one of the elements of the Shirayim with the other, such as one of the Siddharim of the Lechem HaPanim with the other Seder of the Lechem HaPanim, or one of the Chalis of the Shtei HaLechem with the other Chal of the Shtei HaLechem. But always in terms of Pigel. Here's a fascinating thing. that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if Tumah occurs to one of the Siddurim, then yesterday, of course, we brought that as a raya. I mean, if Tumah doesn't affect the whole thing, which is Mamash and Maisis, how can Machshava affect the whole thing? Here we find a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that the Siddurim are so interrelated, the Chalas of the Shtalach are so interrelated, that if one part of it becomes Tameh, then in essence the entire thing becomes Pasul. It's a completely new Shita. You know, the Mokar for such a thing. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Machaloket Mifnei Chachamim. When did the Chachamim say what's Tameh is Tameh and what's Tar is Tar? That's only... I mean, where did Rabbi Yehuda rather argue on them and say that even what's Tohar is essentially Tami? That's only if we're talking about Lifnei Zerika. Abeliach, once the Zerika already took place, so what's the difference? And everybody's agreed. Because I mean, why should one affect the other? Bishlam, if it's before the Zerika. So, okay, I already did the Shrita now. And I have the Zerika here, so I can understand this. It's hard to say, but maybe if it's not all kosher, similar very much to the idea of having Shirayim Shechisu or something. I don't know, but once it's already, the carbon has been brought, essentially. I already did the Zerika. I mean, it's not possible there for one piece to affect another piece. Or so it would assume, I would assume. And with Nei Zerika by my pliki, what then are they arguing about before Zerika? The machlokas over here is whether the Zerika is considered to be actually a kosher Zerika because of the tzitz. We know that normally the tzitz is maratza on the carbon that's tame, but not in terms of the achilat hakohen. If you have something that's tame, the tzitz was maratza on it, Kohen can't eat it. That's for sure. Because it's not going to be matir, the iser of basar she yigaba kol tamei. There's no tzad in the world to say such a thing. Question is whether the tzitz is maratza only on a muri, on the mizbeach, or whether the tzitz is maratza vis-a-vis the heter of doing the zrika on the achila as well, as if to say, not to make it kosher to eat, but as if to say the zrika is still good for this achila, even though no kohen will be able to eat it. Or does the tzitz only relate to the chelik hamizbeach? That's the machlokas. The rabbanan savrei tzitz maratza al achilot, and therefore when I do the zrika is on the entire carbon. Since it's on the entire carbon, the part that's tohar is kosher. But it's tummy obviously cannot be eaten. But if you hold Rabbi Yehuda Sofer Einat Tzitz Maratza Al Achilot, so that means that the carbon is viewed essentially as not having anything to be matir. In which case, the whole thing was in Hutar Al Yedei the Zrika, because the Tzitz will not be Maratza, the tummy part. Only the Buddha Breda of Nus and Rafaf, I don't think that that has anything to do with it, says Rafuna. Because, look, how about the part that does go to the Mizbeach, the Erwin, right? Now, everybody is made of the Tzitzis Maratza on the Emurim of a carbon sebum. That's for sure. I mean, that's the main purpose of the Tzitz. Now, over there, we find exactly the same machlokas, believe it or not, between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. You're claiming the machlokas only revolves around a case where the part that's going to be eaten is tamei. Here, let me show you the same machlokas. It's on Nitzma echad min ha-bezichin. Okay, bezichin are eaten. The bezichin are the things that are matzah, the lechem ha-pani. One of the bezichin becomes tamei. Rabbi Yehuda omer shnehem yesu v'tumah. So Rabbi Yehuda says, look, if one of them is tamei, heck, you might as well just be matamei the whole darn thing. I mean, why not? Because after all, it's a carbon zibur. Wait a minute. I mean, even if it's a carbon zibur, if you have part of it that's tar, you take care of the tar part. And you do what you can. I mean, why in the world would I say the whole thing doesn't matter? Put the two bezichim together, be metame the tar bezichim, do the whole thing betuna. Lefisha ein korban tzibur chaluk. Okay, so you say because the tzitz is maratza, but the chachamim still say atame betuma tova tohar betaharato. That it's not true. You still have to do whatever you can. Whatever tar has to be brought betahara. So there's obviously some other machlokas here than the question of the tzitz. Because the tzitz is certainly active when it comes to the bezichin. I mean, the bezichin are the part of the mizbeach. They're the equivalent of the emurim. Furthermore, Lo Dama Rav Ashi Tashma. I'll also bring you a case Rav Ashi points out where it cannot involve the tzitz in any way. Rav Yudam Rafil Shevet Echad Tameh. B'kol HaShvatim Tamir Tzar Bar Korban Pesach. One of the Shvatim is Tameh. Tumas Aguf. Tumas Aguf. Obviously, the tzitz has nothing to do with it anyway, because the tzitz is not merasa on people. The tzitz is merasa on a carbon that's tameh, not on people that are tameh. So, if you have even one shevet that's tameh, says Rav Yehuda, then all of the shvatim, even though the rest of them are tahirim, all of the shvatim bring the carbon pesach of the tomb. The fishein carbonat tzibur chaluk. Something is being brought by all klaliyos. Well, we saw the carbon pesach sometimes called the carbon tzibur because it's asya together. It comes the kenufia. It comes with everyone gathering together in one place. Now, what are you going to tell me? That the machlokas over here, of course, the chachamim say, what do you mean? Whoever's tamei is nitchet the pesach sheni. I mean, it's only one shevet. It's not over the tzibur. And let everybody make the taira. So you see that there's something else. There is no tzitz that's involved in tumas aguf. So forget about it. The issue can't be between the Rebbe and the Chachamim, the matter of whether the tzitz is maratz or nasimas. So we're obviously missing some point over here. But how about this? I'm a Ravina. Toshma. Nitmet achat min achalot, or achat min asidarim. Rebbe Yudah Omer, Shneihem Yetzu Lebeit HaSreifa, Lefi She'ein Korban Tzibur Chaluk. Read the Mishnah, will you? The Mishnah says, Ein Korban Tzibur Chaluk. The same thing about tzitzes. It says, if part of it is tameh, you can't split a carbon tzibur down the middle. The chachamim say, well, why not? The tameh is tameh, the tzar is tzar. I mean, what's wrong? A tameh betumatov ha-tzar yakav. Now, if you were right, Rav Papa, the machlokas reviewed in the chachamim is ultimately a question of whether the tzitz is maratza. Al-achila says, say so. Say in the Mishnah, the imita, the fisha ena tzitz maratza al-achilot, unquote. All it should have said is, the chachamim say, ena tzitz maratza al-achilot, what's it? I mean, maybe it says, what's this in carbon tzibur chaluk? What does that have to do with anything? Just say, since the tzitz cannot be maratza, there's no way for me to do this rita. Or there's no way for me to do whatever it is that's maratza, the case of the bezichim. Elam, Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan, you're right. Clearly, I mean, Rav Papa's approach is simply not tenable. The machlokas over here cannot be nageya that sits because it applies across the board, whether there is sits nageya or not sits nageya. And therefore, the point over here is, lamud aruchu bepiv shel Rav Yehuda, she'en korban tzibur chaluk. This is a Kabbalah that Rav Yehuda has actually as a Gemara from his rabbeim, without it being based on any kind of pasuk, as far as we know of until now. That is that a korban tzibur is an all-or-nothing event. Either it's kosher or it's not kosher. We don't attempt to find the parts of it that are kosher and parts of it that are not kosher. If some of it isn't kosher, none of it is brought. Now, getting back to the interrelationship of the, shall we call them the hybrids, because that's what we've been dealing with, haven't we? We started dealing with menachas and people. And then we got into all of the curious cases where the pigol is a combination of a mincha and a zebach. So we were talking about numerous cases. We had the case of the shtei halecha. We have to bring zvochim to be matir the lecha. And then we got into the question of what's the relationship between the particular lecha and the particular zebach. Is it both of them? Chatzi matir. Is it, how about if it's one of the lechans? How about the chatzi mitpagel? And that brought us already to the relationship of the Lachmei Toda. Then we were thinking about how Papa the El Nozer, you have the same thing, the Nozer Shechs is carbon. Then the Lechem that he brings, the two types of Lechem that he brings becomes Kodesh with the carbon. The truth is, if you think about it, there's a number of these hybrid issues. You have the Luk Shemet Shem Mitzera, where the Dom of the Asham and the Luk Shemet of the Mitzera are interrelated. Then in Bechlal, you have the Mincha that's brought with the carbon itself, what's known as the Minchat Nesachim. So over there, there's clearly a hybrid. We already had this. Remember, we said the Mincha is a Mincha. What dam is there with the Mincha? Remember, we said, oh, the dam, the Mincha means the Korban, it's the Iban, the Mincha itself. So over there is the question of the relationship of the dam that's going to be Mafago, the Mincha. If I was Mafago, just like Mafago, the Keves, for the atzeret. So the lechem becomes pigel. If I'm a fagel of korban, I bring my korban ayla, my nesachim, if the groin is mefagel, the nesachim also become pigel. So these are essentially hybrids that we find the dinim of these things in the nachas, because the issue is only now comes to the fore when we start talking about the mincha component of the korban, even where that korban has done. So here our question is, getting back now to the relationship of korban teir. Korban teir is brought with lechem. The lechem becomes the kodesh through the korban teir. In the same way that the shteya lechem brought on Shavuos become kodesh through their kvasim. So the Mishnah discusses some of these cases. HaTodah mefagelet et ha-lechem, but ha-lechem eino mefagelet ha-todah. Now what do I mean by that? So Todah is mefagel ha-lechem. Well, if the shechita of the Todah is done mechol mimena memachar, then she, meaning the Todah itself, the meat and the lechem that's brought with the Todah, are all pigul. So everything is pigul once the korban becomes pigul. But as we saw earlier, you can't be mefagel the Todah by having a kavana to eat the lechem tomorrow. So ha-lechem, when we said no mifagel at ha-pigul, what we mean is that if he's makriv, as he does, let's say, the shchita, or he does the kabbalah, and so on, lecho min ha-lechem mamocha, in that case the Todah is unaffected, but the lechem itself is pigul. So ha-lechem mifugal, v'ha-todah inna mifugalet. How about the kvasim? Same relationship. The kvasim, they can be mefagel the shtei ha-lechem on Shavuos. But the shtei ha-lechem cannot be mefagel the kvasim. Again, what do I mean? Ha-shokhet et ha-kvasim lechol mehem lemecha. So my kavanah would be to bring the kvasim and to eat them after the day that they're allowed to be eaten. And the whole thing is pigul. Heim v'alechem mefugalim. On the other hand, if my thought is, at the time of the shchitas ha-kevesh, the zrikas ha-dam of the kevesh, to eat the lechem of the shtei ha-lechem on the wrong day, then only the lechem is mefugal, that the kvasim are not mefugal. Same relationship in which we see sort of an ikar v'tofel relationship, so that whatever happens to the korban definitely is going to affect that which is brought with the korban, whether it's the lachmi toda, whether it's the shtei ha-lechem. But the main korban, the main event, the toda or the kvasim, are not going to be affected by a makshava that I have about the achila of the lechem that's associated with that korban. Now, my time. Where do we get this from? Now, the first thing that pops into your head is the famous drasha of Rav Kahana, in which Rav Kahana points out, at least when it comes to the relationship of the lechem of the teta to the korban teta, he points out that it's strange that the pasuk, instead of saying v'ikriv chalot al zevach ha-todah, I mean, isn't that a normal thing to say? You have a zevach todah, so then it should say v'ikriv chalot al zevach ha-todah, bring chalot up and above the zevach todah. Instead, the Torah says v'ikriv al zevach ha-todah chalot. Now that would be very nice in English, but it's not Hebrew syntax to say v'ikriv al zevach ha-todah chalot. Therefore, says Rav Kahana, the meaning is minayin lachmei todah shenikru todah. You see that the Torah specifically turns around the normal syntax of the pasuk to tell me that actually the chalos themselves are called a todah. Because had it said the normal thing, which is to say the ikriv chalot al zevach ha-todah, there would be no real relationship described with the word todah and the word chalot. But over here it says ha-todah chalot. But wait, if that's true, I mean, so why wouldn't it work in both directions? I mean, you're saying now there's an equivalency, the todah and the chalot. So then in the same way that the chalot are part of the todah and become themselves pigul, if the todah becomes pigul, then why isn't it in the inverse too? If the chalot are thought of, being eaten chutzuzmano, then the todah, they are also called todah. So then why doesn't the carbon too become possible? Well, no, halokash. I mean, that you can't really add that, because, you know, what it's saying over here is that the lechem is ikri todah, but the todah lo ikri lechem. And we say todah, yes, the chalos I see, these are todah chalot, so to speak. But sort of don't call the carbon itself the todah, I don't call that the lechem. That wouldn't bother me so much, because I could say that the relationship here is a one-directional one. And we see the chalos extended, the word teit extends over the chalos as well, but not that the chalos have subsumed the teitim. But what bothers me is that with Kahana's relationship of the teda to the lechem is by no means a model for every relationship of a hybrid. I mean, if you come to think of it, the main carbon on Shavuos here is the Shtei Alechem, and the Kvasim are coming for them to be Mata the Shtei Alechem. You could look at it like that. I mean, what are we going to say that? Actually, the carbon is the Kvasim, and the Shtei Alechem are like these little lechems that you bring along with the Kvasim. I don't know why look at it like that. I mean, it's a unique carbon, these Kvasim. And the only reason that we were Mechadish this carbon was to provide a concept of a carbon Tzibur that is the equivalent of a Teda that has Lechem with it. I mean, the whole focus really is the idea over here of the Shtei Lechem. One could so argue. You can't bring a Raya from Rav Kahana's relationship in the person of Chalot Todah to the Shtei Lechem. I mean, they say Atzeres. I mean, it just doesn't make sense to export that. So how does the Mishnah say that the same thing is true about Kibsi HaTzeres? How do you tell me? HaKvasim mefaglim et HaLechem. VaLechem eino mefagel et HaKvasim. Show me where the Shtei HaLechem are called Kibsi HaTzeres. You don't find a similar pasuk when it comes to the Shtei HaLechem. So Lechem hechashkan dekri kvasim, excuse me? Is there a place in the Torah that we find a similar relationship of Teda Chalos to say Kvasim Shtei HaLechem? I mean, doesn't occur. So therefore, that can't be the point. Elohainu Taima, actually, the point in the Mishnah is a simple svara. And that svara is like this. The lechem is coming galal teda, but the teda is not coming galal lechem. The lechem is coming galal the kvasim. The kvasim are not coming galal the lechem. In other words, if we take a look at the nature of the matir, well, we know, we learn out from a pasuk that the shechita of the Torah is the thing that's mekadesh the lechem. That we learn that out from Yakriv Korbano. Now we learn out the same thing about the kvasim, that the kvasim become kodesh with, I mean that the shtei lechem become kodesh with the shechita of the zevach. And I mean it's very there's another relationship, which is that we actually put them together and that we're maining them together, which is important too. But in terms of what is the matir and what is the nitar, the keves is the matir. Well, I mean, so if the keves is the matir, it obviously makes sense to say that the matir is going to have an effect on that which is matir, and not that the thing that I'm being matir is the yikr and that's going to affect the matir. So, you know, it makes more sense to look at it that way. And the truth is, we actually need two examples of it. You know, because, I mean, now that you pointed out, you know, the Mishnah, I mean, if the Mishnah hadn't said the Kvasim, I easily could have fallen into the error of thinking that it was because of the Diyuk of Rav Kahana about Lechem Todah. Then I wouldn't have said that it's the day of the Keves, right? So now that you mention it, so why do I need both cases? Why do I need the Todah and the Keves? I mean, you bring me the Keves, and the Chor that would be. But the truth is true. Because let's say I would have said Toda. You know, I could easily have said also the Chimafaga, but let's the Fagle Toda. Maybe the reason over there that I wouldn't say that there's an impact of a makshava about when I'm going to eat the lechem on the Toda itself is because I don't see any evidence of such a relationship existing. The only relationship that exists is that the lechem becomes kodesh with it, but I don't see afterwards that they're co-joined in some fashion. Mashenka, when it comes to the kvasim, there's something that's completely new. When it comes to the lechem, I'd say, okay, the lechem of the teda is because the reason is lohusku zelazelet betznu, but we don't find any subsequent aveda where they require one another. Abu kvasim, the kvasim on the other hand are huskuku zelazelet betznu. I need to do the tznufa of the lechem together with the kvasim, which shows that the Torah views them much more as one entity. And I could easily say, aha, but of course, in that case, then if you add a machshava of achila b'shtei lechem chusus mano, the kvasim would become pigo. So I need to know that in that case they're not pigo. And the mela, Tzricha, I need both cases. It's because the same thing is in reverse. Let's say it would have said the Kvasim, and it wouldn't have said the Chalas. It would have said the reason that by Machshava on the Chala, on the Kvasim, affects the Chala is because the Torah was Mezakik from one to another. But maybe when it comes to Karban Teda, even the Machshava on the Karban, on the Teda, will not be Mefagel Alechem. Because they're not really related. I mean, there's no avodah that I need to do together. So I need to know both of these cases, the case of the lechem and the teda's relationship, to tell me, even though they're not nizkakim zelas, still the challah becomes pigul if the teda does. And I need to know the kev, the shnei akvasim case, to tell me that even if I have a machshava and a shtei lechem, which are ruskuk, and I need them as part of the tenufa, which is done with the kvasim, that nonetheless, a machshava on the challah will not affect the kevah. So the Mishnah actually takes the borders of both of these and tells us the same. Basically, the halakha is the same. They have the same innate relationship of a matir to a nitir, and one coming to glal the other. Now, boy, in Rabbi Elazar Mirav, how about Hashoket Tatorah Le'achol Kizayit Mimena Umilach Malamach? What I'd like to know is, what's the din if he had in Kavana? I think it's a little bit of a strange thing. In other words, I know I can't affect the Toda by thinking about the Lech, but I can affect the Lech by thinking about the Toda. Now, how about if my makshava consists of an irbur of a chatzizayis of achilas baser of the teda, together with a chatzizayis of achila of the lechem? And what I'm interested in knowing is, look, I mean, obviously, I know I can't be mafago the teda with the lechem. So I mean, it's not gonna make it better by making it a chatzishir. I mean, the question is the claw whether chatzishir is even mitzvahs in something like this. But I'm interested in the other direction. Do we say that since vis-a-vis the lechem is part of the teda, because it's subsumed by the teda, so at least vis-a-vis the lechem, there could be a tziruf of the akhil of the bus of the teda, together with an akhil of the lechem. If I had a makshava only to eat the lechem, chutzis mano, the lechem would have become pigal. No, because I had shalom. And on the other hand, if I had a kizayah shalom of the teda, the lechem would also become pigul, for another reason, because it's subsumed by the teda. So how about if I put together an achila of the teda of a kizayah, which is insignificant vis-a-vis the teda, a kizayah of the achila of the lechem, which is also insignificant vis-a-vis the teda, but both of which may be significant vis-a-vis the lechem, the same way that a kizayah of achila of the lechem would be significant vis-a-vis the lechem, you see. This is a fascinating question. Obviously, I'm not asking you, I mean, about the Gula Teda. The Gula Teda Lami Baile. I mean, I'm not an idiot to ask you whether maybe since I involved a half a zayas of the Teda, I should now be Mefagel the Teda. I mean, that would be stupid. Even if I had a whole kezayas of the Lechem, I can't be Mefagel the Teda. Certainly, if I have a mixture is always a looser Makshava. That wasn't my question. Because Ashtakulo Milach, Valo Mifagli Mimeno Milach, Valo Miboy. If I had an entire Kizayas of Lechem, I couldn't be Mifagli the Tzedah. So, Skoshkin, if I have an earbook here of a Kazizayas, I'm not going to be Mifagli. But, Kimiboyle, what I am asking is, how about the Lechem? Do we say that the Toda could be an actual Tzirof to Pigol Lechem? Or do we say, now, wait. Clearly the lechem is a different type of pigul, because whoever heard of a pigul that can only affect part of something? So if you're affecting the lechem and not the teda, how can you be mitzari for not being with the teda to be mefagel the lechem? They're becoming pigul for a different reason. So I can't be mitzari of these two different things. So he told him, Amarlei, Rav answered him, Af v'zo halechem mefugel v'atoda ina mefugelet. Makes no difference. Since, as far as the lechem is concerned, the lechem is subsumed by the teda, so an achila of a chatzizayis bus of the teda should actually be mitzurah with an achila of a chatzizayis of the bus of the lechem of the teda too. Ah, says Rebbe Elazar, I had a feeling you would say that. I want to know why I can't prove that it's wrong from a kal v'chomer. That's an interesting kal v'chomer, because look, I say like this: lema kal v'chomer. Umaha mifagel, ein mitfagel. Now, the mefagel itself, which is the teda. The teda can be mefagel alechem. But nonetheless, it's not going to be mefagel. So in this case, we still need the chatzizayas of the teda to be mefagel alechem. Even my kavona of the afilas ha-teda is not going to be mefagel the teda. So habol efagel v'lo pigel, eno din shalo yit pagel. My appeal of the Chatzizayis of the Lechem is basically an attempt, a nasty, dirty, underhanded, vicious attempt to be mafagel this Teda by adding another half a Zayas to it. But it didn't work, did it? Foiled again. So there's no pigo on the Teda itself. So now, if even the Teda, which you're claiming, would be capable of being mafagel Lechem, you admit itself cannot be mefugal. Say the teda, the lechem of the teda, which cannot be mefugal, should be mefugal. I don't get it. The teda itself, you're claiming, can be mefugal. Nonetheless, mitfagel. Nonetheless, it is not mitfagel itself. Right? It's not reflexively mitfagel proving mefugal. So something which can't even have the energy to be mefugal, which is the lechem. As much as it's trying to be mefagel that teda, it's not going to work. So it should be mitfagel. I mean, the relationship over here is one thing being mefagel, the other thing. So how is it that the thing that is mitfagel is not going to be mitfagel, and the thing that's unsuccessful of being mitfagel will be mitfagel? I mean, it seems to be a contradiction in terms within the same halach. I mean, you can't have these two relationships in two chatzizasim that are going to be mitfagel. I mean, it just doesn't, you're applying that law in inverse ways. Is that a valid logic? I mean, it's interesting, but it seems very, seems like more of a moral issue than a halachic issue. I mean, if the fact is that something is usher, so I don't understand why not. So yes. I'll show you. We have a famous example of our local Maisa that is based on this Kavachom. Because Atanya Maasebechat Shizora Kamosha Kabeo. So there was a Maisa. This is brought in the middle of the sugya about whether someone can ask a Dovah She'eino Shelo. Okay. But for us, it's not all that important as to what is coming in, except in this one word, simadar. But Rashi says the simadar is insignificant. A guy came along, and he planted zroim in his friend's vineyard. Nasty thing to do, because then the vineyard becomes kaloi akerem, of course. And he was hoping that his friend would have to friend. It's the kind of friends we have today. That he would burn down. Therefore, it would be mikadesh in the Lashon HaPasuk, the entire kerem, and the guy would have to burn down all of his grapes. So, okay. They went ahead and asked, oh, what's the din? And they said, well, the guy who planted everything, all of his royim are usher. So he'll have to burn up all his stuff. But the other guy owns the gefanim, all of his stuff is mutter. Because, now, they asked over there, Amar, Lema Kalvachomahu, Umaha Osera Eino Ne'esa. Now, isn't that basically the same situation over here? And we certainly didn't find it a problem over there, did we? We should say, if the Osera is not Ne'esa, now the Osera is the Gifonim, so the Pentukdash. So the Osera is not going to Aser itself, but the Zrayim, which came as an attempt, a vicious, nasty attempt to Aser the Kerem, they were not successful. So Habola Asar Velo Asar Eino Din Shelo Yitaser. Now, I mean, if your Kal Vachomer is correct, then this halacha is wrong. I can show you, therefore, halacha lemaisa, we applied the opposite of this. So apparently it's more of a moral issue. not halachic issue. No, what do you mean over there? It's not. Had it been, in fact, a halacha, it would have been absolutely true to say such a thing. Over there, the whole thing was only a knas. There was no iser really involved. Okay, Hash, let me think for a moment. What did the Torah aser over there? Convos, lube, all it asered was good old cannabis, you know, that's a nice kind of plant. Lube, oh, these are various types of kidneys, cash crops, is the same kind of thing, the cannabis stuff.
Excuse me, cannabis.
No, it's not really cannabis.
No, isn't it cotton?
No, no, this is a type of conba. It's a
remember seeing it somewhere.
It's an yes, in other contexts, yes. We use it as a canvas, as a thick, heavy. But the point is that it grows with very long roots, like exactly like the carom is. So we learn out that has to be karma, palatizra, kilayin, has to be things that have the type of root systems or the types of eshkolot. So these are types of what do you call it in English? Legumes. That have clusters. So the clusters are similar to a carom. Either that or the Shrashim Rasha brings both approaches. The truth is there's an approach by the Taisus and the Shita that's the exact opposite. But this is the S Balash and Tema. But fine, let's take Rashi's approach. So the Torah answered only those things that fit the picture of a carom. So Midi Raisa anyway, it's mutter. Shaz Royim, this guy went out and planted the tomatoes, that's only an Isser Drabonim. So therefore, the Drabonim who came to answer this is basically a Knas. Haida of an Isura comes to a Rabonim. The guy who did the Isser, who was not the owner of the vineyard, they're the ones that get the knas. The lo avidi sura lo kansura rabbanan. But you can't ask over there, isn't it halachically a contradiction? Because it isn't halacha, it's a knas. But over here you're coming not to talk about a knas, I mean, you're coming to talk about the question of the halacha, the relationship of the toda to the lacham. Now, there's no knas involved. So isn't it correct to say this type of kabakarbana? That's what I'm asking. There has to be an application of the halacha in one circumstance that makes sense rationally in how I'm going to apply it. I can't apply it and not apply it across the board. So we leave with that question. Now, there's some who have this entire conversation that we just had about the Torah and halacha. Exactly the same conversation, except that it was asked on the Kvasim. And it goes like this. Rabbi Elazar, in this version, asked from Rav, how about somebody who sheks the kvasim of the shtei alechem to eat a kezias between them and the shtei alechem? Half a kezias of each, let's say. Mal, and here he said, of course I'm not asking about the kvasim being pigel. Livgula kvasim lo kami barley, because if hashta kulo milakam lo mefagli, if I had in mind to eat the entire kezias from the shtei alechem, I wouldn't have impacted them at all. So certainly a combined afila of angel and akhla and boy. I'm not a fool to ask a question like that, but kikabi boyle, liv gulay lechem. What's the difference about the shtei alechem? Mi mitzarpik vasim liv gulay lechem alo? Can I be mitzare the chati zayas from one, the chati zayas from the other, and say that the lechem is pigo? And in this version as well, Rav answers him, yes, afizu alechem mefugal, akvasim inan mefugalim. And in this version as well, he said, why? Isn't it a kalpachomer? If the mitfagel is not mitfagel, namely the shnei akvasim are not themselves mitfaglim by causing a pigel in the lechem, haba lefagel velo pigel, ein odin shelo yitfagel? In which case, we asked again in this version, come on, that's not a good kalpachomer. If it would be, it would have turned around now, look on the following bright. I could show you how look on the mic. This is not a good kabakomer. But Tanya Mike the Bepic is our Kamashokaveros Madar, etc., etc. And we asked that, and I can ask on that, Amai, Lema Kabakomer, Ma'a Sedonesa, Habola, Sarvalo, Asan, and Dinshaloyat Aser. And again, we answered in this version exactly the same thing. Haki Asha, Hotsim Canvas, Balufa, Sotera, Shaz Rain, Mirabonan, Ude Asire. Haidi Avadi Surah Kansur Rabbanan, Dulo Avadi Surah Lokatur Rabbanan, Avalokal in Makaba Forman. Same exact thing word for word. I mean, what's the difference actually? Well, that's all. Yom Shakol Miyom Yivarom. Well, the difference is this. Man demasi la atoda, koshikin akvasim. If I'm able to say this whole piece about the Toda, I could certainly say it about the kvasim. But if I say it only about the kvasim, it may well be because my only thought as to how this would work is the fact that the kvasim and the lechem are related to tznufa. Kvasim hudu is kikuzel zel tznufa. Avotoda, the logos kikuzel zel tznufa. No one would have suggested that the Toda should be mefagel, in this case with the Chatzi Zayas Tzirut, if the Torah was never mitzaref them in any way to any other guy. So according to the second version, the only question revolved not around the simple relationship of a matzah to the mitzah, but rather to the two elements of the thing of Avodah Tznufa, since they require each other, maybe they can also be looked at as being mitzuraf with each other as well. Rabbi Abba Zutti Boy Leihach. Now, Rabbi Abba Zutti said, no, both of those versions are wrong. Actually, what Rabbi Elazar asked Rav was this, HaShochet HaKeves Lecho Kizayit Michavero L'machar Mahus. It was, everybody got mixed up, and you'll see why they got mixed up. The question was the language. A man says, and here there's two pussy, I'm shechting this keves in order to eat its friend tomorrow. Now, the question is, how do we define friendship? So, I mean, does chavero mean a friendly keves? Or is the other keves a competitor? The only friend a good keves has would be the shtelech. So what's the man thinking when he's thinking about eating his friend? So, chavero keves mashma. And you can't be mefagel one matir with another matir. We said that you know, if you shech one of the kvasim to eat the other one, both of them are kosher. A matir can't be mefagel another matir. Or did he mean a dimot lechem mashma? If he meant the lechem, then he would be mefagel. It's lecho kizayit the lechem. But you see how, now you see what this did? People's minds were thinking about chavero being both lechem and keves. There's a lechem and keves that's tarif to be. That wasn't the issue with lechem or keves. The question is, which? What does chavero mean? And Rav, in this version, told him, Omar leitini tua. Ah! For that, I've got a fantastic raya from the Mishnah. Shokat echad min hakvasim lechol mimenu lemocha. Hu pigul v'chavero kasher. Take a look how the word chavero is used. The one pigol, the one keves is pigol, but the other one is kosher. If your kavana was lechomi chavero l'macha, then they're both kosher because you can't name a fagel with a matir to a matir. So you see, the word chavero is always used as your friendly extra keves. So I'm a chavero keves mashma. To which Rabbi Elazar said, that's a bit naive. I mean, I'm not suggesting that you can't refer to the other keves as a chaver. But, I mean, it may well be that the case that was being referred to, that Rav is quoting, is where the man said, Beferish, my friend the other keves, not just my friend. I mean, maybe my friend would have raised another issue. My friend, the friend of the keves would have meant the chala, possibly. You can't bring a raya. Deal with the Polish Vomar Chavero Keves. Maybe over there the Kohen said, it's friend the other one. The other Keves, not the Chala. I still stand with my question about the word friend when it isn't defined. Hazevach Mefagelet HaNesachim. Oh, here we go. We've got the next relationship of this kind, which is the relationship of the Minchas Nesachim to the actual carbon. And as I mentioned to you earlier, we have the same idea about the Luke Shemen Shomitzera with the Dam of the Asher and the Mitzera. These are further types of hybrids in which we have a mincha relating to Dam. So if you now do the Shritas HaZevach, whatever that Zevach is that requires Nisachim, then the Nisachim will also become Pigol, Once they were already mikudash b'kli, I mean, not yet, they weren't kodesh b'kli yet, then they're not viewed as part of the korban. So says Rabbi Meir. But the nesachim einan mefaglim et hazevach, meaning, so if I shech the zevach, okay, so I shech the zevach, look on me menu lebakarach. I'm going to eat now my korban shlomim on the wrong day. So the nesachim also become mefugalim. Whereas if the kavanah is la'akriv nesachav lemachar, then only the nesachim will become mefugalim. The same relationship as the lechem is the teda, and the zevach is not mefugal. Tell Rabbi. Nitzchei behemar kayavim alayim mishum pigo mishum dam shedam hazevach matiran mekarekti Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir claims that all of the nesachim are actually nitarim hayadei dam hazevach, and therefore anything that the dam does, it creates pigo in the any level. I do the zrika manas v'achol, they will also become pigo. So says Rabbi Meir. Now, wait a second. This is not at all similar to the earlier cases that we had of the relationship of the kvasim to the shtei alecha or the lach metoda to the zodah. Because, as you know, halo adam mevizif krayom unisakav adasara yamim. We had zevach unisakav hayom and zevach unisakav lemachar. In other words, we dash from the pasuk. You can bring a zevach and then bring it to the zodah a month later. And obviously, you can't say the dam is matter than the sukkah that even exists. So, I mean, so that shows that there is not an innate relationship between the dam and the sukkah. If I don't even have to bring it together with the carbon, it means that it's an adjunctive chiyuv that I have. Having brought a carbon, I need to bring this up. But they're not fundamentally related. How could there be a matter that doesn't exist at the time? I mean, Amar lahem. So he said, "Well, afanilo amarti ela b'ba'im imazevach." I mean, of course, I agree that such a thing is possible. But what I'm suggesting is that there's two different relationships of the nesachim with the carbon, and that when the nesachim are brought with the carbon, indeed, the dam of the carbon is matir them. When the nesachim are brought separately, they're basically viewed as a separate carbon, a type of carbon mincha called the minchas nesachim, which you are bringing in order to be yotze your chiyuv element, but not bringing as a single carbon, which is the way that we suggest you do it. So there's different types. I mean, you also agree that it's possible to bring a mincha called the minchas nesachim. If they have to, it's not associated with a carbon. Okay, so over there, I mean, we all agree that, of course, that's not associated with a mincha, with a carbon. Okay, but the idea is you're saying, why am I bringing this mincha nesachim? Because I brought a carbon shlomim and I need to bring it. Okay, fine, but it's still not related to the carbon shlomim. Amrulos, they told Rabbi Meir, even so, it still doesn't add up. Because, look, at the last minute, you could come along and say, even if you're a Mekadesh B'kli, me? They're doing this to me? Treachery? Absolute treachery. Now let's have to Kazarani Ben Sashiu. What can you do? It might have been the Prime Minister. It might have been some quiz show telling me I won $1 million. Good Lord! So, even if it was B'Kodesh, couldn't you change your mind at the last minute and say, this is indeed a Minchas Nesachim, but you know what? I think I'll use it for the carbon oil that I brought yesterday. And I'll wait to bring my carbon shlomi minchas nesachim next month when I come back. Nothing prevents you from doing that. And if that's the case, how can you say that the dam of a particular carbon is matured if you can change your mind?
You can change your mind.
You can say, I want to bring it for something else. I mean, it's not fundamentally related to this carbon. You're making it related to this carbon because you just, why? Because you bring it the same day? Because I thought to relate it? I mean, the Torah requires it, but it doesn't require it now. So if I want to bring it for another carbon that I could have brought now, maybe I owe it all. Oh, I just remembered I didn't bring my nesachim for my old oilar. But better use this for that. That would be okay. On my Rava, the reason that doesn't work for Rabbi Meir is because Kosever Rabbi Meir hukmu b'shchit hukbu b'shchita kalak mitoira. Once I do the act of shchita on them, then they become kavua. If that was my machshava as dafka, then it's sachem for this korban. Therefore, when I'm now zurek the dam, then the dam is the matir for nesachem of the teira itself, and not for anything else. The same way we understand the lach meteira are interrelated, that you all agree in the previous mishnah. Well, okay, over there the lach meteira are fundamentally related because I bring them as one korban. But over here, once I do the shechita on them, I koveya them now as the minchas nesachim for a carbon, and exactly the same as the lach meteira are related to the teira.
You can't change your mind.
At that point, it's part of their carbon, says Rabbi Meir. Tana Rabbanan, we have exactly the same discussion by the Luke Shama Shamatzera, which is again a hybrid, because I'm going to bring the dam of the Asham, and I bring the Lug of the Mitzera, and I put it on the place, and the Dam of the Asham, and so on and so forth. So, Lug Shem and Shem Mitzera, Chayavin, Alem Nishum, Peel, Mitzne Dam Hashem, Shemat Tirol Abel Nosti, Rebbe Meir. So since I first bring the Asham, I sprinkle the Dam of the Asham, now I can go ahead and I bring the Lug Shem and Shem Mitzera. So that means that it has a Matir. It's Matir of the Dam. So it's like a hybrid, even though it's not part of that karma, but it's interrelated to that karma. Omer lo Rebbe Meir, they said the same thing to Rebbe Meir. Look, if Lamaisa, the Tzered, would not bring his Luk Shemin on that day, he can come back next week and bring his Luk Shemin as long as he already had it done. So it's not that the Dam is being Matar Shemin. The Dam is preparing his body to be at the level now of what he needs to be done as the next step of his getting rid of his Tumasuras. And now we'll put the Shemin on it, but doesn't mean that it's a relationship of Matir to Nitra, for heaven's sakes. If he can bring his Asham today and his Lug Mikan Vada Sarayami. Well, said Rebbe Meir, Apanilu Amati Alababayim Ashama. Yes, that's true. But remember, there is such a thing as a separate carbon called a Lug Shemin, which anybody can bring, which I learned out from the Lug Shemin Shemin Tzera. Because, in fact, it is not fundamentally related if I bring it separately to an asham. So anybody can bring that as a carbon. It's a type of mincha called a luk shemen. And if you take a comment from it and the whole thing, like any other mincha. Interesting. So, I'm exactly the same thing. If you're bringing it separately, then you're not bringing it as part of your asham. You're bringing it as the next step of your tzaras. In exactly the same way that your stroke could have stopped brought a luk shemen. So you're bringing it as your tzaras. I'm talking about a case where it's brought ima asham over there. The whole intent is that it's brought as the Torah presents it to be brought. So take the asham, put the dam of the asham, that on the plate for the dam of the asham, put the luk shemen on the prayer. I mean, that's the relationship there. Omer lo, so they said to Rebbe Meir, I'm efshel shana tola asham acher. I mean, lamaisa, you'd be able to say, you know what, why don't you use this for your asham etzera? I mean, you know, I don't need it today. I see you're in a rush. They get back home, I can wait another week, you know. Actually, this whole experience wasn't all that bad, now that you mention it. So in that case, it shows that there is not a fundamental relationship. And here too, Amar Rava Kasav Rabbi Meir, Hukbu B'Shchita Kelach Meteira. The same way Lach Meteira are kavuin to be part of the Karban Teira, the Luk Shemin, once I shech the Asham when the Luk Shemin is there, and my Machshav is to bring it with this Asham, it becomes part of the Asham. And maybe the Dam of the Asham is an actual Matir for the Luk Shemin, and it creates now another hybrid.
So it's not when you shech it, it's not attached.
No, it doesn't have to be attached.
You could bring another set.
Yeah, very fascinating.
Even if you had in mind to bring that particular order,
right.
You'd still
be. Yeah, because, I mean, your Machshav is not Koveya. So we've discussed five hybrids, basically, right? We had these two cases, Luk Shemin Shem Tzera, the Minchas Nesachim, then we had the Shtei Halechem and the Lach Meteira. Then, as Tessus pointed out yesterday, the El Nazir would undoubtedly be the same kind of relationship, but it's also a type of lechem that's brought together with the iron, the shlomit. It does a Lach Meteira.
At the end, which way is it? Is it both ways? In other words, it's not necessarily connected. Once you do the shechita,
according to Rabbi Meir,
according
to Rabbi Meir, it's still there.
It's still there.
Yeah.
But it goes by
Rabbanan still disagree.
They sweep low.